Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is a New World Order, and I am Chancellor Zane C. Webber of the National Council of Zane Australia, here with my two colleagues from across the seas. One who is a tyrant in disguise, and the other who is an ineffectual little wobbly man.
It's me, your resident cat in the hat, Sebastian, of the United States of World America / Andropolis.
Hello. You're not that wobbly.
Oh,
you're a little bit wobbly, but you're not that
I was
wobbly.
So deep in the hat that I didn't hear Zane's intro and I assumed it was nothing but compliments. Does that know what happened?
And I am Andrew Schosser, the most supreme, magnificent overlord of everything you ever saw in the great confederacy of Andropolia, Seb.
Is it not Andropolis?
No.
That's going to change a lot of issues.
It's been Andropolia for the last 2.5 years.
So. I've been, every decree I've been making, I've been signing Andropolis. Does that mean they're not valid?
Hopefully. If you're joining us for the first time.
Is that canon now?
Can I have my points back?
Is that precedent? Can I undo the last 5 weeks?
Only the last 5 weeks? Well, so you don't want to take back the nuke? If you're joining us for the first time, we each run a virtual nation on a virtual nation simulator, nationstates.net, and deal with the issues that accost us every week by trying to stick to our own personal ideologies, be they solid or ever-changing.
Don't look at me when you say ever-changing. I'm very consistent.
I technically looked at you when I said solid and ever-changing.
Right. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
It's like it changed from solid to ever-changing.
I have firm beliefs. All the listeners, they can tell. I know exactly what Seb's going to pick because he's either... it's fine. No, I'll leave it as a surprise.
If you take the approach that Seb is mad, yes, you can guarantee... picking what he's going to pick because it's just going to be the most outrageous thing possible.
Excuse me? You said Nerdo Witch Hunters. You don't get to explain logical versus illogical.
You were 2 seconds away from pressing the button to send your entire country into the Dark Ages just so you could have a castle.
Yeah. That's true.
Instead of just building a castle. You were prepared to downgrade your
feudalism.
Yes, but I didn't do it because I'm a good leader.
You got rid of the internet, Seb.
Can I go first?
Sure.
I just want to get this out of the way. I just want to find out what kind of mood Andrew's in. If is he good? Is he bad? Do I have to destroy his nation on my turn? It's just little things. So let's start off with an issue that I'm assuming, given by the logo. The image there is important. It's called, it's an honor just to be condemned. You're shopping with your cousin who wishes to buy a new small press pro LGBT novel, The World American Boy. As you approach the Suplex City branch of national bookshop chain Books and Bits, you notice-
Could you read the rest of it as that Rob Cantor song about Shia LaBeouf?
What song's that?
It's just, you're walking in a forest.
I don't know what this is.
You haven't heard Cannibal Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. You haven't heard that?
No, what is happening?
God, off air, we're going to... Okay. Just the way it's written reminded me of that straight away.
So you approach the Suplex City branch of national bookshop chain Books and Bits. You notice a vociferous group of dour protesters picketing outside, brandishing signs that read morals, said America, or World America. Option one of... Four, five?
Okay. Draw your handgun. Take as many of them down as you can. Yep. Option number two.
It's like, it would love if it devolved into just one of those choose your own adventure books.
The British option. Write very strongly worded letters.
Oh, there's a lot of text here. Let me get my reading glasses on.
Take down their names and talk to their mothers.
Hey, ho, ho, Bring back the shame. Sin's got to go. Chants Marlene O.
Doesn't really roll off the tongue.
Sunburned leader of the protest. Leader. Oh, don't call me leader. Leader, we've been out here for hours. We've jumped out at these miscreants shouting such bone-trembling litanies of outrage that their bowels should have shaken in terror. And they've laughed and bought this World American boy filth anyway. Politics in World America are dominated by liberal commie fascists and atheist cynicists.
Thank you.
Oh my God. Only we can halt the vice. We need to purge these sexual inverts from society, cleanse the socialist dross from the streets, and hail the simple purity of one correct faith.
They think talking to ScoMo.
They're talking to someone else. Exactly, yeah.
I was so caught up in remembering the actual Cannibal, the song, that I didn't catch exactly what the issue is about. Is it just a bit of gay literature?
Yeah.
It's a LGBT young adult book that's popular, and this group of moralists say ban it.
As in the author is gay? Themes
are. It just says LGBT.
No, it just says pro LGBT novel. Yeah. So if it's pro, it obviously has themes and stuff into it.
So stupid that's a category.
It has themes.
No, they didn't say the novel is pro LGBT. It's the book itself is.
No, if you have a book about a boy wanting to kiss another boy, that's not an LGBT book. It's a romance book.
But it's
like
still,
any other romance.
It's still an adjective.
It's a stupid categorization because it doesn't tell you anything about what it is.
And yet it's very important to some people.
I know.
Option two. Look, let them say whatever bull they want in their homes or in their religious bulletins or whatever it is that people don't pay attention to. Groans bookshop manager Sifo... Urquhart?
Cypher Diaz?
Oh, no. I should have just, every time I see a name I don't know, I should just throw in a Star Wars name. Straining to get out of his door. But these nutters are obstructing my pavement and causing my customers vexation with their damnation agitation.
Yes. Hell yes.
Will you please just get the police here to move them along and clamp down on any protest that's disturbing the peace and interfering with honest trade?
Exactly right. That's a private property issue. Absolutely. Got my support.
I mean, it's got my support more than option one. So, option three. Interfering with trade, chortles the book's author, signing copies so quickly that he fails to notice he's also signed a fan's sleeve. I think it's wonderful. Without these crackpots showing up to the biggest bookshops in the countries, ranting and attracting press coverage, my book might have never been noticed. Now it's due to go into its second printing, and they want to buy the film rights. We ought to encourage free speech and give airtime to every point of view, no matter how loopy. This bad publicity from a bunch of fundy losers is the best advertising that money can't buy. I mean,
now,
not wrong from his perspective. If it's causing him to get notoriety, it's nice.
You should not promote or encourage
hate.
No, you should not encourage people to you shouldn't subsidize them to voice their opinions.
He didn't say subsidize, he just said let them be.
No, but it's saying encouraging, which means free up airtime for these people, or send national film crews to them, or dedicate time for them to have this particular opinion spread throughout the nation. You shouldn't encourage it. The government's role should be to stop anybody from having their free speech squashed, but that's it. They shouldn't be encouraging a particular opinion.
Just reading over it, he doesn't say to encourage. He literally just says we shouldn't interfere.
I thought that I heard encourage in there.
Signing up so quickly, he fails to notice his blah, blah, blah. I think it's wonderful. Without these crackpots showing up at the biggest bookshops in the country, ranting and attracting press coverage, my book might have never been noticed. And then he goes into blah, blah, blah. We ought to encourage free speech and give airtime to every point of view. But
no, you should not mandate that every point of view have airtime.
Is he saying that we should make it happen, or we should just... Not,
I'm interpreting it as him saying, if you have a particular opinion, then you should have time dedicated to voicing that opinion. Okay. No, absolutely not.
I don't read it the same way, but I see where you're coming from, though. Yeah. Okay. Final option. So option four. That's the last thing we should do, gasps human rights activist Arnold Clinton, still wanting to get into the bookshop. We can't allow hate groups to upset decent, hardworking world Americans. In fact, whatever someone's viewpoint, we must ensure that all public discourse is polite, inoffensive, and unobstructive. If people can't discuss things politely and calmly, then maybe we should issue a list of acceptable topics for public discourse. Nope. Then, yeah, it's straight no.
Saying fuck is a part of free speech. Yeah. If you don't like it, that's too bad.
Yeah, then everyone will be able to enjoy our shared spaces and no one will ever feel upset. So I also disagree with that one. I like the idea. I would love it if everyone could just have a polite discourse about everything.
Yeah.
But we...
It shouldn't be mandated.
Yeah, you shouldn't give them a list of okay topics. Yeah. I would...
Because then everybody looks like Canada.
I would outlaw yelling. That's what I would do. You can be as racist as you want, but you better be ready to politely articulate your argument.
Excellent. We are settled. It's a win for private property. Number two.
Option two was...
That's the one.
The owner of the bookstore. Get them off my property.
Yep, absolutely.
I'll just make sure that is the right option. So
if they're interrupting his business, absolutely they should be... sent on their way.
I'm not opposed to that. There are, I mean, out of this bookshop example, there are bad ways this could be used anywhere
and
else.
This will bump up your authoritarianism for sure.
But it is his property.
Yeah, and it's not a clamping down of, it's not saying no to protests, it's just saying you can't do it here.
Yeah, like if they want to go to a park and do it, like a public space, that's fine.
That's not where they're doing it though.
Yep, oh my goodness. Okay, anti-riot police are dispatched wherever two elderly ladies gather to complain that prices have increased. Oh, fuck you.
Gotta stop those riots.
Guys, this is bad.
Yeah, oh, really?
No.
Oh, I wonder why.
Zane, this is worse than you. You're worse than your hilariously mocking voice is making it seem.
Oh, I didn't think it is.
No, it is. Okay, so car sales fall, but never better time to buy. Wage rises put spring in step. 14-year-old girl unifies quantum theory. Lower taxes put spring in step. Now, guys, my second highest up is 8%, and it is shared between retail and book publishing. 8%, one digit.
Mm-hmm.
My law enforcement, however, is my up, my big up, and it is up.
8,000.
2,913%.
Yep. Just goes to show how
it's 'cause I had poorly, no law enforcement.
How poorly Submerica was being policed.
Ignorance, religiousness, and charmlessness all down 1%. Weaponization down 2%. Crime down 3%. Black market down 4%. We'll probably go into a breakdown later. I just want to see what my law enforcement started on and rose to, because it was, it's not that high anyway. It was on negative 3.2 and now it is on 88.9. Okay, so quite a bit. That's
the Orwellian index or something?
Yeah, I don't know what each unit represents though. Is that like cops per... Do you guys know? Mine doesn't have a full breakdown. Like, is
no
that,
idea.
What is it measuring?
Your Orwell orderliness index.
Yeah, but what statistic is it measuring?
Law enforcement.
Yeah.
I just don't know what it actually represents because it went from negative 3.2
well, let's
to
look up law enforcement.
Positive almost 90. Yep. So I'm just genuinely curious, what does that actually mean in a real world scenario?
Yeah, let's look up law enforcement at the end.
Yeah, I'm just hoping your apps may have a better explanation. All right, well that's, hey.
Well done,
Did my authoritarianism go up like all hell? I didn't see that.
World Census interns were framed for minor crimes in order to measure the response time's effectiveness and amount of firepower deployed by the law enforcement agencies in different nations.
Well, there you go.
We'll compare that at the end.
My authoritarianism went up 0.1%.
No, that's nothing.
So that was the one I was more worried about. So it just feels like we've hired more police rather than, but we haven't like fucked the world with it yet. But it's coming.
I mean, that's a relatively small issue to get authoritarian over. Like you could pick bigger ones.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's not as bad as I thought. I was worried that authoritarianism would go through the roof just from making a law effectively. But that's not terrible. And now we have cops. We don't have an army, but we've got at least 80 cops.
Do you want to go next, Andy?
Sure, I'd be happy to.
Let you two trade blows before I get on with the business of government.
I mean, that's not the option I would have gone with. If it was gun to my head, I would have gone with the option of just let them do whatever.
Yeah, no, but you didn't have that let's option. See if you pick the option that Andy would have gone with.
I mean, yeah, it's a possibility.
Pink is the new orange.
No, orange is black. Wait, damn it.
It's been identified that among male prisoners, the prevalence of transgenderism is 4 times that of the general population.
Sorry, what was up 4 times?
There are 4 options. The prevalence of transgenderism in male prisoners
is
4 times higher than of males in the general population.
Okay.
The immediate problem here is that the rights of trans prisoners, asserts Alex Carr, a transgender activist, who currently identifies as Don't Know, Don't Care. It simply isn't safe for trans femme prisoners to mix with the general male population. When deciding whether to send someone to a male or female correctional institution, we should ensure that all assignments are made according to identified, not assigned gender.
Seems reasonable to me.
Does it?
To me, it does. It does. Don't look at me like that.
What's an identified gender? What does that mean?
Andrew, what do you identify as?
What do you mean? I'm a guy.
Cool. Okay. Right. You go to the boy prison. Done.
Right. So what if I said I was a girl?
Okay.
But I don't look any different and...
Yep. You go to the girl prison.
What if I say I identify as a cow?
Then you go to State Farm.
What if I said I identify as non-binary?
Then you go to the non-binary prison.
What if I identify as innocent?
Yep, I'm going to open up.
I identify as innocent.
Oh, so that's cool. Then you go to the innocent jail.
The innocent gender.
I will open up. You don't want to see how many prisons I'm willing to open up under your taxpaying dollars.
He already has a lot of prisons.
Yeah, and they're lined with gold.
Yes.
Apparently he can afford more. Who knows?
Maybe that's saving money on the vaults.
Maybe all the trans people have just gone, wait, that's pretty good.
It's everything that needs to be guarded is in one location. It's efficient.
Yep. The argument I'm going to put back here is we have female prisons, we have male prisons. So if we're willing to break up people based on gender to start with, we shouldn't draw
the
line.
Why do we distinguish between male and female prisons?
Because I think... Oh, it's a couple of things. I mean, you could raise safety issues. They all kind of feel...
Yeah. And the issue of pregnancies as well.
Yeah.
What if a very effeminate man who still identifies as a man is a prisoner and he's getting a hard time in prison? Should you put him in to, you know, the male light prison or something?
In an ideal situation where the prison guards are doing their job, where management for each prison is doing their job, if... You're brought to prison and you're meant to, as a base level, this is now the standard of life that you've given yourself by your actions. And everyone's meant to be sitting at a 5 out of 10, for example. And one person is constantly, because they might be gay or they whatever, getting the shit kicked out of them every single day. I think it's the duty of the people running the prison to say, this person is actually getting worse treatment than what they should be at this level, and they should remove them from that situation and put them somewhere else, because they could have committed a robbery as opposed to someone else that may have committed a rape or a murder, and that person's getting worse treatment because of internal factors.
You are absolutely right, and it's not a gender issue. It is a prison management issue. If you have vulnerable prisoners, they should be in a segregated part of the prison or under protective custody or some other arrangement. It shouldn't be drawn along gender lines. The way to do it.
But we already do with males and females. So
because that's how we come biologically.
I'm sure that there is going to be.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Number two. Look, transferring inmates that look like men into female prisons is asking for trouble, states Shigeru Howard, your Minister for Solutions, as you hand him today's crossword puzzle.
Excellent.
And give up trying to complete it before he does. They might be pretending, they might not. However, you have to keep men and women in different prisons. This isn't about gender identity. This is about preventing pregnancy in prison and managing violence risk. Exactly what we just talked about. We should build separate wings for these prisoners to ensure everyone's safety. Okay, that may be the predictive custody solution. That's not... a ridiculous idea.
As in, so the people that were born genetically, as in males, they would stay in the male prison, but if they were, through the motions, intergender or whatever, they would be kept in a separate section of that same prison. Is that what they're kind of saying? Like,
yeah, exactly.
So it's like a hospital. You've got your ICU, you've got your generals, your burn victims. Like you kind of split people up, not just because they're in hospital, but based on what sort of treatment they need within that hospital.
A better way to run a prison, I would imagine, is to give wardens the freedom to, or give them the right incentives to minimize violence inside the prison, however they deem necessary. And if that means splitting people up into different wings, we already do it with, we put particularly violent people in maximum security wings, and we sort of guard them a lot more securely than we do anybody else.
Like the supervillains that get the glass prisons?
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, because they can control metal.
Now, we already segregate prisoners based on their violence profiles. I don't think it's absurd to extend that to what kind of harassment you're susceptible to.
Yep.
I mean, prison's a strange place to begin with. You can't really assess it on the same in the same way that you do general population.
I imagine it's like high school, but angrier and violenter.
it's a weird place. Yeah. That's for sure. So that one is a good idea.
Yep. So rather than opening up, you know, 10 new types of prisons, we just split the current prisons into categories.
Another wing. That's okay. Exactly right.
And that's not a no from me for that one.
It's also expanding prisons, which is not.
Yeah,
not something I'm happy with.
Well, like I said, my issue here is you want to keep a line of equality within the prisons because everyone's there spending time for whatever they've done, but they're all being ranked saying your crime was worth of this sort of prison.
Again,
your time shouldn't be worse or better than anyone else's in theory.
If it was completely up to me, I would be trying to find ways to incentivize wardens to minimize violence.
If it was completely up to me, I would be looking for the reason why it's more likely that transgender people are in prison.
Yeah, that was a bit more curious too.
Maybe because they committed crimes? They were convicted of having committed crimes?
And why are they more likely to commit crimes?
What do you mean?
And what crimes have they committed?
That's not necessarily... I see where you're going.
I'm interested to see why, if they do touch on that in this solutions.
I think the very last option does. No, these are just jailbirds. Oh, number three. No, these are just jailbirds pretending to be trans to try and make their time cushier. I don't think that's accurate at all.
Gold-plated toilets.
Also,
your name is.
Are they insinuating that women's prison is like a lollygag as opposed to the men's prison? By that statement saying if they want to be moved from the men's to the women's, are they insinuating that prison
somewhere? No, I think they're insinuating that some men would prefer to have female company in the prison and that would make their time more pleasant.
Everyone gets a chastity belt. Done.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Oh, so maybe government mandated sterilization should be a thing.
No, just a chastity belt.
You can keep it, but you can't use it.
Maybe house arrest should be more of a thing for non-violent crimes.
Mm.
Anyway, there are better solutions than prisons sometimes, I think. But
are you referring to sterilization?
That's not.
Seb's really keen to get that off of him and onto you.
These are just jailbirds pretending to be trans to try and make their time cushier, declares head warden Carl Peters as he flicks your light switch on and off several times. They're looking to receive special perks such as separate cells and showering alone. We ought to take... I mean, why shouldn't people have the dignity to do that in the first place? Mm-hmm. I mean, communal showering is... Again...
It's a budget issue.
Prisons are stupid places sometimes. Yeah. They're really complicated places. We ought to take gender identity off our databases and only record biological sex, and that's the only metric that matters in running efficient and safe prisons. Look, if you're assessing people on their biological sex and not factoring in every other potential hazard to them, this guy isn't a very good warden.
Irresponsible.
And I would be seriously investigating his behavior and other.
But then you have to spend time and money investigating all the wardens of their ideas.
No, there's no problem in sorting out the bureaucracy if it's not working.
All right, good.
But I'm all in favour of getting rid of the bureaucracy in the first place.
Well, let's see if we can get rid of the bureaucracy. Indeed.
And number four.
Just kill them
So far, number two seems like the best option. To create some sort of protective custody wing for vulnerable prisoners to be filled at the discretion of the wardens. And number four. Four times is probably an underestimate, as many transgender people may be afraid to reveal themselves, expresses Erica Weasley, your Minister of Equality, as she places the chairs in your office equidistant from each other, perhaps taking her duties too literally. It's not hard to suppose that we as a society are suffering from institutionalized transphobia, resulting in trans people being marginalized or overconvicted. We need society-wide education programs to banish this bigotry. Then, maybe, we'll not see so many transgender people behind bars. I don't think she's accurately identified the issue at all. We don't know. I mean, based on the evidence that we have, we don't know if the claims of transgenderism are legitimate. We don't know if the general population is being underreported. So we don't know if there's a discrepancy or if you know it's because they're prisoners that they're suddenly claiming because they think they can get something. And if it is legitimate, if transgender people really are more likely to commit crimes in Andropolia, then that needs to be addressed, you know, somewhere else in society. I don't think an education program is the way to do it.
It's tough. I mean, honestly, I would pick both options in unison because one addresses the issue, one addresses a different part of the issue, and they don't really conflict with each other.
They don't conflict, but I don't think this society-wide education programs about transgenderism to end the bigotry, it's not, there's nothing to suggest that that is exactly what is going on in the first place, let alone whether it's the cause of, you know, the increased rate of crime.
Okay, so I'll walk you through. I'm going to select option two. But,
thank goodness.
But I would select option four. The problem that they've come to us, though, is about the violent issues that are happening within the prisons themselves. Mm-hmm. They need to get people out. So only if to properly address the exact problem that we're being faced with this issue, I'm going to.
Perfect.
But that's, I think option four is saying, how can we avoid this being an issue in 10 years' time? Option two is saying, let's fix what we have fucked up right here, right now. So that's the issue.
But it's not clear that it's something that is fucked up.
No, it's not clear. It's definitely hinted at because the numbers, it's an anomaly. Having those high numbers there is a weird thing to see. There's something going on.
The evidence for it is circumstantial.
Yes.
It's not clear that is what's going on.
But I would, in a heartbeat, go option four, but just because two's literally addressing the issue of the hill that are currently within the prison system.
But what problem does number four solve?
Option four, like I said, after years of education into the issue, might change, you know, a bit of the public conversation around some of the things, and you may get less of these people being improperly imprisoned.
What problem are you addressing by educating people about transgenderism?
I think it's assuming that because their numbers are so much higher than their base population outside, that they're being hard done by the law and being put there improperly. So it's, I guess, arguing through education.
Possibly.
Zane,
if we were to take the example of America, transgender people are much more likely to commit crimes related to sex work and drug trafficking because they are otherwise discriminated and excluded from the workforce. That's just general population. And I agree that this is a symptom and this isn't the place to address that symptom.
Yep.
If we took like a real world example, the discrimination against trans people forces them into a situation where crime or what is currently criminal activity is the most is probably a lot more likely and easier to do and an easier choice. So yeah, in this one, I agree. Two is probably the best issue, the best option.
Consensus.
That's nice.
It takes, you see,
but,
well, see, but we all but come we all come together when it comes to imprisoning people.
No,
isn't that wonderful?
I don't have prisons.
Do I have prisons?
Yes.
No, I've got. I'm pretty sure I don't have prisons. I don't have a court, but I just have an executioner.
Yeah.
Oh my god, my country's like a Monty Python movie.
He's still there.
You're just roaming around.
Sometimes a whole prison wing will house a single prisoner. Okay.
Sure.
If that's what the warden needs to do.
That's the dream.
Yeah. Right. The Andropolis Sentinel reports financial planners advise more retirement planning. School bans chess is too confrontational. Mm. Neighbourhood groups celebrate with street parties. Hey, people are happy to be out in the streets. And more police means more protection, government says. Law enforcement up 100% essentially.
Wow.
99.8%. Government size up 2%, as is pacifism and safety. Inclusiveness and tax both up 1%. Lifespan up 0.5%, interestingly enough.
Which means specifically people in prison are living longer.
That you could take that interpretation, yep.
I did it.
Which is good. Yeah. But it's also a small increase because the prison population is not huge.
Yep.
That'd be an interesting statistic to have. I wish we had that.
We don't
have a prison population. But
I genuinely think given the low age of your population, that I think prison life would actually prolong their life. I'm not even joking.
Just because they're exposed to fewer people, honestly, that might kill them?
Yes. Like I said, as harshly as a joke, but it's not. Like they probably live longer in prison.
As far as the downtrends are concerned, charmlessness and social conservatism down 1%, crime down 2%, and weaponization down 2% as well.
We did it, boys. I saved Andropolis.
At my suggestion, thank you.
Well, okay. I started before you even got in with, I'm going to select option two, but here's why four is good.
Now, four wasn't a good choice.
I think four was good. A good thing to do in general, but it wasn't addressing the actual straightforward, we have a problem in it inside of our prisons right now.
Not a government education program on something that is societal. That's not government's role.
I feel like it is. I also have a semi law enforcement related clue.
Oh, I've got the answer for you.
A wolf in refugee's clothing.
Ah.
After it became clear that a recent mass shooting in Maxtopia was an act of terror by a Lilliputian ultraviolettist who entered Maxtopia by claiming refugee status from an ongoing Lilliputian civil war, Zanstralians who have yet to be involved are demanding I find a way to keep terrorists out of Zanstralia. There are three options. We have to balance safety with helping people who are just looking for a better life, states Minister of Internal Affairs, Rosalia Taylor, while drinking her half-full cup of coffee. Why don't we just carefully screen potential refugees to see if they have any connection to terrorists? I'm sure with some elbow grease and stick-to-itosity, we'll be able to effectively process all of these immigration applications, and I'm sure when those poor refugees meet the welcoming Zanstralian people, the trauma of years of atrocity-filled civil war will be wiped away. Option number one. Screen them.
Perfect. Yep.
That's the American way.
Which is an appropriate way to identify whether people are going to be a risk coming into your country. It's a bad idea to let anybody who wants to come in based on that fact alone.
Yes, based on that fact alone.
That's right.
Option number two. Background checks will not work, bluntly declares Minister of Homeland Insecurities Harambe Chow, while staring at his half-empty water glass. Bureaucracies are simply just too slow and unreliable to do it successfully. We need something that's sure to keep out terrorists. Let's bar anyone who is associated with ultraviolet havens like Lilliputia from entering the country. Sure, some people will be whining about freedoms, but who cares? They're not even Zanstralian.
Mm-hmm.
Also,
the Trump option.
The Trump option.
Come on, guys.
He's the one that instated the Muslim ban.
No.
Yes.
No.
Well, the Muslim country ban.
No, it wasn't even a Muslim country ban because Indonesians were not barred.
Nor Saudi Arabians for some reason, even though a lot of terrorists came from there. So it's like he achieved nothing at all. Option number three. No. Cries Clover Moonshine, my minister of good vibrations.
I love this guy.
We'd be giving terrorists metaphysical ammo against us. And surely you can't be heartless to refugees who are only trying to find safety for their families. Studies have shown the most effective teams are from diverse backgrounds. Sure, that makes sense as a sentence. We should open the borders to everyone. No questions asked. I say our policy should be give us your tired, your poor, your huddled mass shooters. What? We can rehabilitate them.
See, they're even taking in white teenagers. But they said mass shooters, right?
Yeah.
Yep, cool.
Option number three is the option I'm going to
That go. Was the one you just read, right?
Yes.
I agree. I'll take all of them, please.
You can't have all three options.
No, as in all of the people.
Right. Yep.
Anybody who wants to go to Zanstralia gets in.
At the moment, that is already the case.
Really dangerous policy.
Yeah, sure. Except it hasn't backfired yet. because because we have massive social support. People who are in a desperate situation are less likely to act desperately. Because they have access to food and shelter and healthcare and education. That is the Zanstralian philosophy, and it has yet to backfire.
It's so almost like if you're kind to everyone and don't stick your nose into a lot of international situations, that they'd have no reason to hate you. Really? Isn't that weird?
Because people will find reasons to hate if they want. Like in Zanstralia, we still have religious people who hate gay people, we still have various national factions.
Groups.
And we still have those issues. Mm. That isn't something that we haven't faced in Zanstralia. But the fact that we have refugees coming in, if someone commits a crime in Zanstralia, we will punish the criminal when they commit it. We do not ignore the fact that terrorists exist, we still investigate possible threats of terrorism, and if we find a thing,
not
we
when
still,
they're crossing the border.
No, well, we do, like with everyone else, like we give them citizenship. Like, okay, so you're a citizen, so you're now under all the rules of Zane Australia, and if you commit a crime, then we're going to run a background check on you, just like every other citizen would do, police checks, etc., from where you come from. And it's just we're not preempting offense.
Yeah,
we are. And yes, that is more dangerous in the sense that we are not specifically focusing on one group of people who are traditionally more likely to commit a crime because they haven't committed a crime yet. And so that's, to stick to the Zane Australian inclusivity philosophy, option number three is the one to go. The second one, of course, would be option number one. But which now is, that I have option number three. Yeah, well, which is screening, basically. So as they come in, we screen them.
Yeah, absolutely. If anybody's coming into your house, you would want to know, you know, either who they are or have somebody vouch for them that they're okay. You wouldn't just let them in.
Mm. Taking my house as an example, I let a lot of strangers in. Like, just all the time.
Without any vouching from anybody else there?
People that I've never met before, yeah.
No, but are they coming in with someone who is saying, this is my friend or I know them?
Sometimes, but sometimes not.
Okay.
It's whatever.
I couldn't do that. I would be horrified at letting someone into my house who I didn't know and anybody else in the room also didn't know.
Well, if someone's going to kill me, they're going to kill me.
It's little things that can happen. They, you know.
Sure, they take my umbrella collection. They deserve it more. Civil rights activists. Now we're getting somewhere. Comedy and drama, real box offices, action flicks fail. I'm no hero, says heroic Zane Australian. Old ladies report surfeit of help crossing busy roads. The biggest up at 2.1%. Wow, that's big for this. Is niceness. Compassion also up 1.3%. Culture up 1.3%. Ideological radicality up 0.9%. Inclusiveness, crime, civil rights, pacifism and intelligence all up between 0.2% and 0.8%. Biggest down is social conservatism at 1.9%, authoritarianism at 0.8%, and weather at 0.7%. So
wonderful.
Some good ups and one bad up and pretty much all good downs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad it's worked out so well.
Me too.
Shall we compare law enforcement?
Law enforcement.
Statistics. Now, Andropolia has a very interesting history with law enforcement, you might say.
Imagine a lot of ups and downs for Andropolia.
Oh, it's quite the mixed bag. So currently, Andropolia's law enforcement on the Orwell Orderliness Index, which is, again, people were framed for minor crimes and it measures the response times.
Mm-hmm. And the firepower.
It's currently at 204.5, a touch up from the all-time low of 102. It has been as high as 1,590.
Wow!
And Andropolia started off the game at just under 1,200.
Wow, okay.
So law enforcement in Andropolia, as you can see, has taken a very recent dip down.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's only just slightly increased this last week. As big an increase as it was proportionally, yeah, it is still one of the lowest law enforcement figures ever for Andropolia.
And your max is about halfway through the game so far.
Yeah, exactly right. No real obvious reason for why that would be the case or for why there's such a massive drop-off recently. But again, I think some of the metrics have changed in the last few
months.
Honestly,
I mean, Andropolia has been focusing on becoming less authoritarian for a while now, and I think that might have a lot to do with the enforcing of crimes.
But
where you could get away with like abolishing crimes, you would do that instead of increasing police presence.
That's quite true. But whenever I have had the option, I have increased police presence.
Yeah.
I started off on what is effectively my mid-range of zero.
Wow.
And then dropped to my all-time low of -5.5.
Yeah, that's...
And the only time I've properly gone up, as in out of the negatives, was today, where I went from -3.2 to 88.9.
Wow.
So I've been literally...
So you had your all-time high of law enforcement.
My all-time high from zero which was my all-time high before today, yeah. to, yeah, almost 90.
Wow.
So Zane, like, Australia is somewhere in between the two of you. I started out at 442.
So five times what I was on at now my max. So
double what Andropoli is currently.
Yes, but also significantly less, like a third less, then, a third of started, what you started right. at. Yeah. Quickly hit my all-time high at 570. Then quick dive straight down to zero. My all-time low is negative 5.8, which I stuck at for a long time. Mm. Then I think my dinosaurs came into existence, and I've been pretty steady around my current level of 167.
Right, okay. Yeah.
So low-ish, I guess.
Low-ish. And only recently, Andropoli's law enforcement was lower than Zane Australia's.
Yeah.
It's only doubled in this week.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, as a reference, as you guys saw the graph before of how Andropolia's law enforcement has been pretty high for most of its history, but in the last few months it's dropped right down.
Your law enforcement needs a pacemaker.
The crime rate is actually relatively steady at around 20 crimes per minute. That's high, but it is relatively steady. So the change in law enforcement hasn't really affected the crime rate that
Interesting.
Much. Yeah.
All right. Well, that has been us for another week. If you want to find us online, you can find us on Facebook or on Twitter or any of those other places. And if you want to be one of the best people in the entire world, you can go find our Patreon, where you'll get a bonus episode every month. I have been Chancellor Zane C. Weber, the National Council of Zane Australia, twirling forever towards an increasingly diverse future.
I have been your magical picture book from the 90s, in which you look at an abstract picture and like squint and it looks like something else.
It's called a magic eye book.
A magic eye book. Me, Sebastian of Andropolis. I am the Senate.
And I have been Andrew Schossler, the most supreme magnificent overlord of everything you ever saw in the great Confederacy of Andropolia, imploring you all, carte blanche, sans plume.
Till next time, gentlemen.
So what mountain were the stones in the walls of this specific monastery mined from exactly?
Wait, can my character take a dump?
What's the governmental structure of every town in this entire
Which
continent?
Magic using class is like the most attractive?
How do these people know how to make tunnels under their town when all they do is farm?
Why does the genie always
weird?
Refuse to make people fall in love with me? Like,
if
who hurt
poison
him?
Rules are the same for every player race, does that mean they all have
can
the
my
same
character
digestive
have a pet?
System?
Ooh, can that pet have a pet?
Are your players asking too many questions? Do you really know how your world works? Don't you wish there was a podcast that made this whole thing easier? Come on over to Dungeon Deep Dive, your favourite fantasy world-building podcast. Whether it's tabletop RPGs or creative writing, we do the research so you don't have to. Find us on your podcatcher of choice or on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram on @DungeonDeepDive.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.